Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. As always, I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Catherine Crowley is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Catherine is a trained and educated, a qualified, certified psychotherapist, and she and her partner, Kathy Elster, I should say, are co-founders of a company called K-Squared Enterprises. And they're helping companies like yours and mine put our best foot forward in the marketplace. Catherine is the co-author, along with Kathy Elster, of the book Working for You Isn't Working for Me, The Ultimate Guide to Managing Your Boss. And she just happens to be one of the newest members of our Brain Trust, Catherine Crowley. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's exciting to be here.
It's good to have you back. I was telling the audience that your book was written for our employees. And
yes.
And so therefore, if we're going to kind of stay ahead of ourselves of the game here, we need to know what you've been telling our employees. But I was also telling them, Catherine, that where we're going, I started telling my audience between a year and a half and two years ago, that where we're going after the Great Recession, where we're going is going to look a lot different from where we've been. And I believe the workplace, is going to be like that for a lot of different reasons. The changes in the dynamic between customers and companies they buy from, the entry into the marketplace of the new generations.
Yes.
I think it's going to take a lot more sophisticated and thoughtful manager in the future. What do you think?
I absolutely agree with you, Jim. And, you know, one of the things we have in our book is called a boss baggage profile.
I don't have any baggage. What are you talking about?
Well, it's an assessment.
Denial is the biggest problem, isn't it?
What?
Denial is the biggest problem, isn't it?
Yeah, well, what we're actually saying, and the truth is that even a business owner, we all answer to somebody. You know, for business owners, it may be more your clients.
Your customers,
investors. Yeah, it's your customers.
Mm-hmm.
But we all answer to somebody, and what we do in that assessment is we have you look at the expectations, fears, and needs that you have with people who have control over your, you know, business future, so
mm-hmm.
anyone who's in a position of authority. And the thing that's interesting about that, to your point, is it really assumes that we don't all relate the same way, you know?
Right.
One person could be a storyteller. They communicate by telling a story first, and you have to listen and listen. That may even be your staff member
right.
before you get to what they really want to talk about.
And bosses are busy. They want you to cut to the chase.
That's right. Especially if you're a business owner, usually you don't want to listen to anything you don't have to, right?
Right.
You just want to get to work. But
right.
you could have a very good employee who is that type of person, and you have to learn how to handle them to get the best work out of them.
Well, and I also think there's an issue of the way women communicate and the way men communicate.
Say, oh, my God.
That's
yes.
huge, isn't it?
Huge, huge.
Yeah, yeah. Because you know, women don't... one of the things I figured out, Catherine, and this is not a judgment of any kind, it's just an observation. Men tend to stipulate things... more than women tend to go ahead and say the things that are on their mind, even if they know everybody knows it, they need to get it out. Men don't do that. Men clam up.
Yeah, well, men, you know, they want you to get to the point. They don't want quite as many options. They don't want the story behind the story. Very, very different. It's absolutely true.
That's what I mean by stipulating. And this is the problem men have, is because we stipulate things when we shouldn't be, because we assume everybody knows what I know, or worse, here's what the other women tell me. You know, you assume I can read your mind, and we do presume certain things we shouldn't, and so therein lies the problem, right?
Yeah, well, I think the problem is what you pointed to originally, which is that we're very, very different.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've actually learned most with my male clients and with my husband, to be quite frank, that when I communicate, I need to be direct, I need to be specific, and I need to get to the point, you know. But that's taken years to figure out. And in the meantime, he or the guy needs to understand that part of women have 40% more connective tissue between the right and left lobes of their brain. So it's not going to be a straight line, what they say. It has to be a little circular. It's the way their minds work.
Enjoy the trip. Settle back and enjoy
true.
The trip.
Right? Actually, if you let a woman talk and listen, they can ultimately get to the point, be very succinct, and give you very valuable information.
Well, you know what I would like, and I'm speaking as a guy here. Mm-hmm. I don't mind hearing your story. But tell me what's going to happen first, and then tell me the story.
That's good. Well, you could explain that to whoever you're
working
with.
Is that unreasonable?
No, I don't think so. I think if you can put it in a way of, and it's all about communication, which is what you said before the break. You know, if you can say, I'm so interested in how you can't, I really want to hear this story.
Right.
But the way my mind works, I need to know the conclusion first, mm-hmm. and then I want to hear the details behind it.
And folks, we're talking about this, you know, as if, the, you know, some of you might think this could be a social thing or a relationship thing, but this is the way it is in the marketplace, in the workplace, isn't it?
Yes, it absolutely is. And you were talking about generations. The generations communicate differently as well.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And that includes devices. Anyone under 25 texts everything, right?
Yeah.
Text.
And is that going to serve them well? That's really going to create a problem for them in the marketplace, isn't it?
Well,
in the workplace, I mean, the people they work for are probably not going to do that.
They're going to need to learn other ways of communication, but also the people that they work for are going to need to know that that's their mode of communication. You know, so it's. I think it's a give and a take. And while I may insist that you do it my way, and I may say I need you to communicate or write or correspond in a specific manner, I have to understand that there's some teaching involved, and there's got to be a give and take in that.
Well, isn't part of it also, though, young people, that just because you've received a text doesn't mean you have to return it? You can wait. Yeah, I mean, I'm serious.
No, that's absolutely
isn't
true.
Isn't that an issue with staying on task at work?
Yes. No, that's true. Well, and that's part of the thing that business owners have to do is create policies that are very specific.
Yeah.
Surfing the internet.
More now than ever before.
Yes.
Because there's so many options that people have, and because you can't tell them to leave their phone in the car.
No.
I mean, I guess you could. I guess you could.
No,
do
but
that.
You can do things like have a text-free meeting,
yeah.
or a technology-free meeting. You know.
Oh, Catherine, hold on to that thought. Catherine Crowley, ladies and gentlemen, that's Catherine with a K, Crowley with a C. She and I will be right back. It's 20 after. Stay with us. We're back. It's 3 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to take the poll question on the homepage. Right there on the right of the homepage. It's easy to do. You get to see how, when you click your answer, you get to see how the poll's shaping up so far and how you're corresponding to what everybody else is saying. Check that out. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out the blog. Lots and lots and lots of other stuff there that will help you with your small business. Smallbusinessadvocate.com. Catherine Crowley. Catherine with a K. Crowley with a C. She's the co-author, along with Kathy Elster, the book Working for You Isn't It For Me. Catherine, give us your website. Tell us how we can find you and your book.
Sure. Our website, we actually have a website called www.workingforyouisn'tworkingforme.com.
All right.
We also have a video blog called AskK2.com, where we take any questions people have about their relationships at work, whether it's about an employee or a boss or a customer, and we answer them once a week on a video 2-minute response.
And K2 is not the mountain in the Himalayas, folks. K2, although these
no,
two ladies
K-squared.
Are these two K2 is Kathy is Catherine, our friend, and her partner Kathy, with the K. That's where that comes from. So Catherine, we're talking about doing a better job of communicating. Does it help us to recognize some of the roles that people have dropped into in the, I know that what's one of the things you work on is some of the roles that people have. And does it help us to understand that? Because a lot of times whenever someone's behaving in a way that not, you know, dovetailing with us, we probably ought to maybe walk in their shoes a little bit. What do you think?
Yes, I do think so. And, you know, we actually had a before Working For You Isn't Working For Me called Working With You Is Killing Me. And in that book, we talked about roles and how roles, you know, we learn roles early in life. You may have learned to be a hero or a caretaker or an entertainer, someone who keeps everyone laughing, or a rebel.
Right.
We take on these roles early in life and we bring them to work. And, yes, they definitely the way we work and the way we communicate. And I'll just give you an example.
Can I tell you, I see your list here, and there's one you're missing.
What's that?
He or she who makes payroll.
that's a
role, that's a very
the
important
income
role.
Generator.
He who makes payroll, she who makes payroll.
Yeah, well, that's true. And often the person is the hero, you know,
yeah,
in a company.
Right.
And whether it's the business owner or not, you think that person owns the company. But let me give that as an example, as a role that's yet it has its limitations, and that is that heroes tend to also be workaholics, and
yeah,
they will take on work that doesn't belong to them. They will overcompensate for others.
Not good delegators, typically.
No, they're not. And because underneath every role is a secret fear. The secret fear of the hero is that they're not actually valuable enough. So they have to.
Or they might fail and take everybody down.
That's right.
That's a heavyweight on a hero.
Yes, that's right. And so that they feel like have to save the day.
Yeah.
And
often they do, Catherine.
They do. Well, there's a plus to it. The minus is that if you're always saving everyone, not learning to save themselves, then you have a weak company.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. And there's one other one that you don't have on here. My wife works with me in my business. You should have one here that says she who must be obeyed.
I'd actually like to touch on the caregiver for a moment.
Okay, go ahead.
I think many are very caring, and what happens is they find out, if it's a small business, they find out about their employees' personal lives, and then they have a very hard time holding their employees accountable for their jobs and for performance.
You got to be careful getting too close, don't you?
That's right, you do. You have to really stick to the job description, what you want from them, what you need from them, and also if they're having personal problems, encourage them to get the help they
is
need.
Is that something a lady is more likely to get to have a problem with than a guy, you think?
I think women, yes, tend to fall into this.
And ladies, I'm complimenting you, but I'm also warning you. That's a compliment and a warning. What do you think?
That's right.
Catherine?
It's the gift that your employees will feel very cared for, and the problem that if you care too much and don't stick to getting them to perform, you're going to have a very weak company.
You can't adopt your employees.
No, you can't. And some of them have so many problems with empty pits.
Yeah,
they'll take you down.
Yeah, yeah. You got to learn how to cut them loose. And I've seen that happen. I've seen that kind of anguish happen when you had to cut someone loose who was about part of the family. We have to say though, Catherine, in a small business, one of the great things about a small business is that people, we tend to, if we get one that's working, people are like family.
Yes. Yes, they do. They can be, and which is great because that's a real team spirit.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. What about when the young people come in, the new young generation? I only got about 45 seconds, Catherine.
Yeah.
What should they know about this list? About some of the, are they even aware of this, of what we're talking about?
No, I think young people, the big job is to learn how to work properly and to find out what the rules are of the company where you work and to find out, you know, who gets rewarded and how to be a really constructive member of the team. And there's a lot of learning there. And give yourself room to take that on.
Are you working on that? Are you working on how to integrate the Gen X, the Gen Ys into the market, into the workplace?
Yeah, well, I'm not actually working. I work on developmental psychology, so I'm looking at how to have the baby boomers and the Gen Y and Gen X all get along.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the real deal.
When you come back, can we talk about that?
Totally, yes.
Let's do that next time.
Okay, gladly.
Give us the website one more time, please.
www.workingforyouisn'tworkingforme.com.
Thanks, Catherine, for being here. Catherine Crowley, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back another time. I will be too, but it'll be right after these messages. Stay with me.
Ain't that what you say?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.